this book. If you go to parties and say to people that you're writing a book about depression, as long as there's a group of people, everyone laughs. But people begin to take you aside as soon as you're with them one-on-one, and everybody I met has some kind of a depression story, either their own affliction or the afflictions of people who are close to them. It's just the family secret everyone has. It's a universal phenomenon.
I'd like to ask you to describe your experience of depression. Why don't we do the most extreme form of depression, the breakdown, and you've had a couple of them.
I have. I had my first really severe breakdown in about 1994. I had been going along about my life, and I'd been through some things that were quite traumatic and quite difficult, the most striking one being the death of my mother at the end of a long battle with cancer. And I was feeling very down and very blue and rather grief-stricken. I had some additional personal traumas. And then I began to feel really increasingly sad. And then I began to feel sort of numb. And then I began to find that things were just a little bit effortful and that I didn't seem to be able to muster very much emotion about anything. And then things began to become more effortful. And I would get home and have messages on my answering machine, and I would think, all those people, I need to call back all of those people. And I think I have to go out and I have to get things to eat and I have to get through the day. And it all seemed like